Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You heard Bernie mention the red alerts that have been issued across parts of Europe as this heat wave continues. Further disruption this week. We've seen school closures, trains disrupted, hospitals as well across the continent preparing for an influx of heat-afflicted patients. And Sinead O'Moore, who's the host of the Stretch Marks podcast, is with me here on the line today. I believe you're joining us from a family holiday in Spain, Sinead.
I am.
Where exactly are you?
I'm in Costa Brava, okay. So a little beach called Playa de Fenals. It's about an hour from Barcelona, and I believe that despite it being so hot here, we are just on the border of where it gets really bad.
Okay, and how hot is it exactly with you this lunchtime?
At the minute, it's 33.
Okay.
It did hit 37 at some point. But I do think of London. I think London is also 33 today. And we have the privilege at least of dipping into a swimming pool or a beach. And you can't do that in London.
I was talking to friends in London last night who tell me that at about 7 o'clock yesterday evening, it was still pushing 33, 34 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, at least if you're near
so
the coast.
Hot.
It's unbelievable. It's bearable, I take it, then, where you are at the moment.
It's making life difficult. Okay, so obviously when you come away on holidays, you expect heat. We're here with two small children. You do expect a bit of heat. And you know, we love to travel. We're seasoned. We've done holidays before. We've never felt this. That's what I would say. We've never felt this intensity of heat. It doesn't cool at night. You wake in the morning, it's 28 degrees, 7 in the morning. It is just it's a wall of heat.
So there's no let up at all in it.
There is no let up. And if you want to get into the water, you're out of the shade. And as soon as you're out of the shade, you do feel it. We have never gone through sun cream like we have in the last few days. And it makes you think. It makes you think of the cost of sun cream. It makes you think of the cost of, or the access to clean drinking water, the access to getting into the sea, the access to getting into somewhere that has air conditioning. And I suppose as we assume the world is like heating up, we do have to consider how people have access to things that are going to make life sustainable.
Yeah, and it's the sun cream and you know, the VAT rate applied to that. We were only talking about that here, actually, when you mentioned it on the show very recently, and calls for that to change. But
yeah.
It sounds like it's even more than just the humidity that you get and that intense heat for a couple of hours, Sinead, when you describe it as this being a holiday that is quite different.
It's just, you do reconsider, like, is it worth making the journey to, you know, we had plans, oh, we'll get a bus into Barcelona, or we'll do this, or we'll do that. Now you're thinking, should we even walk to the pool, or will we just stay in the shade?
Right. How long are you there?
We got here on Sunday, so we're right at the beginning of it. And you can see that even the locals, everyone is talking about, like, this isn't normal.
Well, I don't think I've ever heard of Disney closing, you know, chunks of the theme parks before because of the weather conditions either.
Yeah, like it's an extreme, I suppose, and it's an extreme weather event. But are we listening to scientists who say this could be the new norm?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know. You're there. Sorry. How long? Much longer do you say you have?
We have another nine days.
9 days, okay.
Yeah,
and when you're
sitting in the shade.
I'm sure you're closely monitoring the forecast there. Is it due to break at all, or is there any ease coming for you?
I don't think so. Now, I will say again, looking at Europe's map, I do think we are lucky. Like, if we go a little bit more northwest, you know, it's incredibly hot. Like, thinking of the interior, incredibly hot. We are on the coast. You know, that helps a huge amount. But we are also in a very hilly spot, which we thought would be adventurous and keep us active. It turns out there are moments where you're on that hill and you question life.
Yeah, I can well believe it, for sure. Listen, look after yourself, Sinead, and thanks for joining us today from Spain. You heard in the news as well that France recorded the hottest day ever on record yesterday, with temperatures there hitting record high figures. Deirdre McGlone is with me on the line today. Deirdre, where exactly in France are you based?
Hello, Andrea.
How are you?
We're in just near south of Toulouse, in the southwest of France, in the Lot Valley. So yeah, it's extreme, but it's look, we're managing it very well because lucky enough, when we did the renovations to our luxury villas, Le Moulin and Le Valbec, we installed good quality air conditioning and, you know, insulation, etc. So our first priority, of course, is our guests, and they're all fine. We check in on them daily, and we ourselves, well, we're managing fine. It's not something we haven't experienced before here in France, but I'll say, having said that, it's a bit early in the year, in the summer season, for such intensity of heat, you know. But again, we are managing it very well. And our guests are lucky. They have their pools, they have the river just on the doorstep, and lots of shade from all the trees. So I think it's, you know, people come here to relax and enjoy, you know, a little bit of touring as well. So we just advise, get up early, do the active bits in the morning, and then just have the good old siesta. Andrea, I've never realized how important a siesta was till recently, because, you know, you really, and even the work people, you know, who are working outside, they absolutely have to start early and finish early. You know, it's just not right to have anybody at all working in the garden or the vineyard. Now, the vines are a little bit thirsty looking, but they're doing okay.
Yeah.
It's more the, you know, the wildflowers and things like that. We're just, we can't use water that's not, you know, available to use. So we have to take the call. But look, it's okay.
Because you're obviously in the tourism business, and as a hotelier or accommodation provider there, and as you say, villas in just outside of Toulouse in France, Deirdre. But for holidaymakers coming to you, like, have you had any drop off or cancellations because of this extreme weather?
No, thankfully, none at all. I do know our neighbours in the next village, you know, they would have, you know, camping and you know, caravan people. And they, you know, the heat is just so intense for them. But what's happened is a beautiful thing. Our local mayor has invited locals who don't have air conditioning in their homes and tourists to come and spend a few hours in the cool of the big, you know, community hall. And I think somehow bringing people together, you know, in these kind of situations, it's kind of a nice thing when people, you know, kind of all row in together. And it's nice to see the mayor taking the lead there. From a tourism point of view, it's, you know, the taking a day trip, you know, a long day trip is out of the question. I think it's just strategically just planning your day around the heat, the height of the heat. And it was 50 degrees in the car yesterday, you know, stationary. But today is about 40. So, and I think next week it'll reduce.
You say that like it's nearly a drop, that it's only 40, Deirdre.
Yeah.
Temperatures, you've never, I'm sure, witnessed it at home in Donegal. But listen.
Not in Donegal. I do miss my lovely Donegal. At times I wish I was on Rosnarla Beach having a walk with the lovely breeze.
It's a lot cooler there for sure. Niamh is with us too, Deirdre, in London. How hot or uncomfortable is it with you, Niamh, this lunchtime?
It's quite indescribably uncomfortable. I've never had heat like this, and considering in London it's only an hour flight away, I was only in Dublin at the weekend and it was warm, like it was hot, like I'm sure it's roasting for everyone back in Dublin, back in Newstock. But it's just that you're an hour away and the heat is, it's almost like when you're going to Spain or you're going to somewhere hot, like Australia even. Like at the moment it's 34 degrees. I would normally get the tube into work, but the tubes are having delays because of the heat, because it's even hotter when you're down underneath trying to get to and from. So people are bussing it in, schools are closed. Like it's an extreme heat today.
I was looking at some TikTok videos last night of Londoners queuing up outside the tube station, you know, to even come down the elevator. I mean, and the droves of people, Niamh, was just phenomenal.
It's honestly, it's just too, like, it's too hot for people to even be going up near the tube. Like, you're just not going to be able to, like, if you do, you need to have a fan, you need to make sure you have plenty of water, because, and they have, like, warnings and posters and advertisements all over the tube station if you're getting transport, that you need to make sure that you're hydrated and you're, I suppose, wearing suitable clothes, because it's just not really durable, especially, like, anywhere in London. Like, it's not, like, some places could be a quick 30 minute trip, but even that alone is still, you have to be careful for and watch out for the heat and the exhaustion that you get from it.
Yeah. Listener tells me it's currently 25 degrees in Skibbereen and Cork, and I'm walking around with an ice cube taped to my forehead as well. Susan is with us in Rome. Susan, how are things there today?
Hi, Andrea. Nice to talk to you again.
You too.
Yes, it's hot, but it's not that unusual here. It's hot. Yeah.
But how hot?
36.7.
Okay. And yeah, for this
and
time of the year?
40. It's a bit hotter than usual for June. Usually we get these temperatures in July and August.
And that's for, and you're living there, Susan, aren't you?
I'm living here resident. A long time. Yes, I am. I've been here a long time.
How do the Italians cope with this? I mean,
well, yes, they are talking about it being exceptionally hot for June, but they just get on with their lives, really. Everybody has aircon now, unless you live in the Centro Storico, which is the historical centre of Rome, where all the old buildings, a lot of them are not allowed to have aircon. So if you're unlucky to be in a building without aircon, it's hard. But most people now have aircon in their houses, in their offices, in the shops. And you see a lot of people going to the shopping centres, like a lot of the young kids would go to the shopping centres to keep cool, you know, instead of hanging out elsewhere. And of course, we have the beach nearby, so it's easy for the Romans to go off to the beach. It's 20 minutes drive. So beaches, pools, and yeah, it makes it okay. Yeah, no, they are complaining though. Yes, that's for sure.
And as you know, obviously it's a huge tourist destination. I'm sure many even listeners considering trips to Rome or different parts of Italy over the next couple of weeks. I mean, probably some concern. I can see it even from some of the messages coming in, and we're going to talk to Owen Curry in a few moments. But for people, you know, maybe thinking about cancelling holidays or being deterred, would you advise them to reconsider or no?
No, I wouldn't advise them to reconsider, but I always tell my friends and family not to come in the middle of the summer. But obviously some people are forced to because of, you know, school holidays, etc., so they have to. But Rome is not ideal in the middle of the summer. Sightseeing in Rome, you have to do a lot of it outdoors. It's not really indoors. Rome is like an open air museum, so you need to be outdoors. So you have to go early in the morning or late in the evening to try and, you know, see the sights. But coming to Rome in June, July or August is probably not a great idea.
Look after yourself, Susan, and thanks a million. Thanks for getting in touch and giving us a little bit of a picture of what the situation's like there in Rome this Wednesday. Owen Curry is the editor of Air and Travel magazine. Owen, I'm sure many of our listeners lucky enough to be jetting off maybe to some parts, some destinations, hopefully not experiencing extreme heat. But for those that don't want that and are thinking, do you know what, I might try and change this, is it too late or can they still do so?
No, you can't actually unilaterally decide you're not going somewhere because of temperature, weather, whatever. You do have options if there's a health backup to it with your travel insurance. If you have doctor's letters, and that could apply with older people and with people with very young children, Andrea.
Yeah, so if you decide you're not going and you're not getting on the plane, you've just forfeited the flight, that's it.
That's pretty much it. You know, there are other reasons that you could put a claim in, but it won't be going to the airline. The Ryanair won't be ponying up your airfare over anything that is heat related. And it does need a paper trail of medical conditions. They're called sun holidays for a reason, Andrea. People go to hot countries, and what's a little bit different this time around is that Northern Europe is getting it, getting the higher temperatures. Whereas traditionally, if people would remember the big heat waves, 21, 2022, it was around Andalusia, Cordoba. It tends to be inland, by the way. It tends to be in the villages of Cordoba. Portugal didn't get anything at that stage, but is getting a little bit now. What we're seeing is France leading the temperatures of Europe, which is a little bit different. And unusually, northern Spain. I know one of your contributors there was from northern Spain, but Cantabria is very hot. Basque region is very hot. Really, really unusual. And the other unusual thing is the Vendée, huge camping destination, wonderful camping destination, 5 hours from the ferry for people who bring their car over. That's recorded, I think, the 44 degrees, the hottest individual temperature in France yesterday. Yeah. As you said, the overall average temperature was the highest recorded in the history of the state. Germany, not great. You know, the cities are a big problem because a lot of the coastal resorts, you know, the places, the traditional playgrounds we go to around Malaga, the Balearic Islands, the Canary Islands, they're very, very well fitted out, pools and air conditioning. A lot of our smaller city hotels that Irish people love to stay in and the beautiful restaurants we love to go to in the likes of Paris, they're not as well fitted out for hot weather because they don't get it as often. And that's where a lot of the complaints are coming back from.
This texter says their elderly parents are booked to go to Rome. Any advice for them, Owen? Because this listener wants them to cancel the trip, but obviously the parents don't want to lose their money.
Yeah, it's a matter of management, as you say. You know, it's an outdoor city. It's a lot of walking around, but it's a question of transferring everything to early in the morning and making sure your accommodation has air conditioning. Hotels will generally have it. Restaurants will generally have it. You can actually get to a hot country without noticing, without being discommoded. When you consider 40,000 Irish people go to Dubai every year, and 44 degrees wouldn't be unusual in Dubai. It sometimes goes up into 50. It's a matter of managing it when you get there. And if there is a medical dimension to people going there, you know, it's important to get the doctor's paper trail, and you go through the travel insurance company.
Now, listener here says that they're supposed to be going to Paris. They've changed their flights because of the weather conditions. I mean, usually with the likes of Aer Lingus and Ryanair, there is a point to which you can go into the app and just change flight, change date, can't you?
It depends on your fare. The highest, the more expensive fares allow you to change almost at random. Very few of the lower fares allow you to change, and very few of the travel insurance policies allow you to cancel for any reason. It's the most expensive travel insurance you can get. Some people, some people take it out because it's worth it from their point of view, but it's almost double the normal annual travel insurance that we would pay.
So this is where the benefit perhaps of the flexible or the more flexible tickets might stand.
Yeah, flexibility costs money. It's pretty much standard across the aviation and the hospitality industries. Hospitality's come a long way, though, Andre, in the last 10, 15 years. Hotels were very, very wary about cancel for any reason. They thought it would, you know, lots of people would cancel.
Yeah.
But they found that they brought it in and very few people cancelled, and they got an extra bonus in bookings for offering the facility. So you see it more in hospitality, but you certainly aren't seeing it in aviation. Cancel for any reason is a very expensive fare.
This texter tells me, I mean, a lot of this weather you're talking about today is quite normal in Europe and annually in other parts of the world as well. I'm only back from Italy and it was currently 36 degrees there at the time. Listener says it's 26 degrees, warm and cloudy here in Cork. And this listener says they went to Sicily, Owen, last year. I said I'd never travel in July or August again, but it now looks like June and September could also be risky too.
Yeah, there has been a tendency in the last couple of years for the higher temperatures to transfer earlier in the year to May, June. But it's very arbitrary still. I mean, people are talking about long-term effects and patterns of tourism changing. We haven't seen the pattern of tourism, pattern of booking change. There's been lots of people talking about coolcations and Northern Europe saying, oh, this is our moment. But we don't tend to see the transfer. People sort of shrug their shoulders and say that was a bit of a hot year. And there would be a lot of countries that I would go to where it does get, it's pretty normal to go over 40 and you're doing your swim pre-dawn or just as the sun comes up and your people, families take their children out of the sun. There are ways of managing it. Easier to manage as a tourist than a local. A lot of the pressure in France is going to be the homeless, it's going to be their own people who are medically challenged. And that's where you see excess deaths. There's John Sweeney was talking about.
Just on this, finally, Owen, listener wondering, if you have a red weather warning, as is the case in parts of Europe today, and you've underlying health problems, can that make a difference when it comes to travel insurance? I know my GP is happy to sign something to say that I shouldn't travel due to extreme heat.
Yeah, the travel insurance will be case by case, but red weather alert isn't going to be a blanket. The only thing that applies in a blanket to travel insurance is when the Department of Foreign Affairs do not travel. That's what's happened to Dubai at the moment. That's one of the things that makes it possible for you to get full refunds, and the travel insurance will not cover you when you go to those countries. But if you've cancelled, you can make a case to the the airline to get the fare back.
That might be the way to do it. The email, if you want to join us or share your story with us, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Owen Curry, thanks a million for joining us. Sinead O'Meara there, Deirdre McGlone, Niamh, Susan, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.